101.9 with Hook, Lindsay, and Dusty. If you've been frowny all day, no more.
Isn't it about time for some good news with Lindsay?
Turn that damn thing upside down. All right, so cop in Ohio, Matthew Hickey, retired last week after 34 years on the force. For the past 4 years, he's been working with a police dog named Ajax. And when he retired, he wanted to adopt him. But Ajax is only 5 years old, which means he hasn't reached retirement age. And he could be a police dog for another 5 years. And there's a state law in Ohio that says they've already put so much money into training that they have to auction him off to
like
the
to
highest bidder.
Their losses? Or like their
I
investment?
Hate this. They have to, yeah.
Here's the cop.
There is a bond between us, and it's very special, and I'd hate to lose my buddy. And
get
had
that.
The money.
And this is the city law director explaining why he can't adopt a police dog.
This particular dog, state and federal money may have been used, and therefore we are under strict rules how we dispose of property when we're dealing with state and federal funds, as well as taxpayer dollars. Another section of this particular law that says if a law enforcement officer leaves the unit, and in this situation, Officer Hickey is leaving the unit. That particular section says the officer forfeits the right to purchase the dog under this provision.
So bizarre.
That makes me so angry. This needs to be fixed, like ASAP. But the good news is that somebody posted the story on GoFundMe.com, and in just a day, they raised $18,000 to help him win the auction. Last time I checked, they were up to $55,000.
Whoa, so he's getting that dog.
He's going to get the dog, yeah. And then what they're going to do with the leftover money is give it to charity to buy bulletproof vests for other canine units in the country. And you can donate if you feel you want to help Officer Hickey keep Ajax. It's on GoFundMe.
It's weird. You feel like common sense should just take over here and go, okay, we know the dog is property. We know money's been invested in the dog.
Which
and
pisses me off.
We know the dog is an officer at some point.
Right.
But he's mostly a dog. Like, does somebody have to pick up his poop? Like, does he eat off the floor? Like, it's a dog.
Yeah, he's
like,
a dog,
just give him his dog.
Yeah.
And he's a good dog.
And it's also...
He wants to take care
but
of
have
dog.
Respect for him as not a piece of property, as being an officer. He's an officer. Like, at least respect the dog to be able to go to another officer. Just pisses me off.
Well, yeah, but he's mostly he's a dog.
A dog first.
Dog first, officer second.
Right.
And property third.
Property.
If at all.
Overall. But he's a best friend. Like, think of him as a best friend.
Okay. He's a good boy first.
He's a
and a good friend.
Boy.
Then he's an officer. Then he's something that the police office department has invested
he's
in.
He's the officer's buddy. He's a buddy. He's a good boy. Okay. Oh, Ajax.
Oh, and then fourth, sometimes bad dog.
No.
Well,
he's a good boy.
Yeah, sometimes he barfs on the floor.
Yep.
Leaves a Duke in the basement. Bad dog. So only sometimes.
Sometimes poops on the suspect.
Oh, yeah. Buried the gun. Bad dog. Yeah.
Leaving hate crimes. Dropping
the hate. How many times have I told you not to bury daddy's service revolver?
All right, but we all agree the cop should have dog. And so
absolutely.
This is good.
But he's going to get the dog. So that's good. Now, if you want to know how to be happy, a 69-year-old monk who scientists call the world's happiest man says that the secrets to being happy takes just 15 minutes a day. His number one rule is stop thinking me, me, me. He emphasizes compassion and says that you should strive to be benevolent. And it's going to make you feel better. Other people will end up liking you more, which will make you feel better. And it fills your mind with solidarity and goodness and a healthy state of mind.
All right.
Very peaceful. And then he also says you have to start training your mind to run like you'd run a marathon. Spend about 15 continuous minutes a day thinking happy thoughts. He says just start for about 10 minutes a day. And when you experience feelings of happiness and love, it's fleeting. And then something else happens and you move on to something else. It's just like keeping your vibrations nice and high. And it's absolutely true. I've been practicing doing this like radical happiness. Every time I start thinking something that's even a little bit negative, I just switch it to something ridiculously positive, like impossibly positive, just for fun to see what happens. And then really good things just start happening.
Impossibly positive, like kitten, like a kittens form a kitten ladder to save another kitten that's I don't know, on top of building. Or in tree and can't get down.
Yeah, you can even do that. That's amazing. Okay. Yes.
I like this thought in theory. My problem is if I spend 15 minutes a day thinking happy thoughts, I feel like I'm wasting time because I got crap to do.
Yeah, that's cynicism talking there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's you got to do it. It's not easy. Trust me, it's not easy. I'm now becoming aware of how many times I think like worrisome thoughts, you know, just have anxiety and depression and stuff like this. And I just, you got to flip it. It's hard. It really is. But I feel like this guy knows what's up and I'm going with his advice.
All right. Tough to doubt the world's happiest man.
I know, right?
Unless a little too happy.
No such thing.